We'll call this meeting of the Amherstburg Council to order. I want to welcome everyone here this evening, and I'd ask that you all stand and we'd open up with a word of prayer.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, teach us to put to good account whatever talents thou hast lent us, to discuss with patience and zeal the municipal affairs which have come before us this day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Once again, let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone to our council meeting, and I'd ask members of council at this time, have anyone any pecuniary interest they wish to declare? Yes, Councilor Davies?
Yes, I will have a conflict of interest when we're talking about the horse and carriage, but I'll be asking for a splitting of the bylaw so I can participate on the two other parts.
That will so be noted, and if perhaps during the course of the meeting, if anyone else finds themselves in conflict, notification to the chair and stating the reason, we certainly will entertain that very fact. That brings us, of course, to the approval of the previous minutes. What's council's pleasure relative to those previous minutes? Councilor Pilon, if you would.
I'll move that the minutes be adopted of September the 24th, 2012.
It's been moved. Your supporter, Councilor Puget, supports that motion. Any discussion, comments, or concern relative to that motion on those minutes? Deputy Mayor Southern.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Under Article 11.3, I see that there was a motion made by Councilor Davies, and it's reported that she seconded that motion. I don't know if that's correct, but
it could be checked. We'll have it checked.
It's not a bit. I just thought I'd better bring it up. That's
we'll
all.
Make it amended if we need be. Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Anyone else on the motion? All in favor? Opposed? It's carried. Thank you, and they will certainly check that and respond back.
Thank you.
That, of course, brings us to the presentation this evening, and we have in our midst this evening, we're kind of fortunate, we have Sir Jeffrey Rowland, who is the bailiff of Guernsey, we have Mike O'Hara, who is the Minister of Culture and Leisure here in the chamber, and it's a treat to see both of you here this evening. We want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the town of Amherstburg. I know you're going to be going over to the Anglican Church after, and I'm sure you'll find it very satisfying there, but this, of course, is with respect to the bicentennial of the War of 1812, and certainly it has afforded us in Amherstburg, as the rest of the province and Canada, for that matter, this is something that has taken place that helps define us as Canadians and certainly help take us down the road to Confederation. And so we have had several events in Amherstburg that you can certainly imagine, and we have been fortunate, of course, with our event coordinator, Ann Rhoda, who just did an outstanding job for this particular event, but also on many other events. So I just want to take this opportunity as mayor for the town of Amherstburg to welcome both of you gentlemen and your wives and your accompaniment who are here, that we are pleased that you are here, and certainly we want you to enjoy Amherstburg. We're proud of this community. We're proud of being Canadians, and we're so proud that you are here with us in our chamber this evening. And if you want to say a few words, by all means, feel free. We have a mic right there. You can sit there. I put the mic on, and we certainly will afford you that opportunity, because we welcome you very warmly to our community.
Mr. Mayor, can I thank you very much for your warm words of welcome? May I say, as a person who for 10 years or so presided over the Parliament in Guernsey, Chanlounds, that I see that you're keeping the same type of firm control of the meeting that I strive to do over those 10 years. I was delighted that you opened your proceedings with a prayer, Lord's Prayer. We still open ours, and because of our history dating back as a parliament to the 1400s, we still open our proceedings with the Lord's Prayer in French, and we close with the Grace in French, although thankfully for all of us, the rest of the proceedings are in English, because we are, unlike Canada, not a bilingual nation. It's a real great pleasure to be here during this bicentennial year. What brought me to Canada on this occasion, and I have been on occasions before, was an invitation to be a guest speaker at a dinner known as the Queenston Dinner, actually held in Navy Hall, Niagara-on-the-Lake, next to Fort George. And I accepted that invitation with alacrity because, of course, as you will all surely know, Major General Sir Isaac Brock was born in Guernsey. So that's where he was, so far as we know, conceived, where he was born, where he grew up. But he was to spill his blood on Canadian soil. It was, in some ways, a sacrifice, but certainly those of us, with the elapse of two centuries, can say that what he did by way of inspiration to those who fought and those who simply lived here but were not fighting, we see now such a great nation that Canada is, a very leading nation in the Commonwealth, something I'm sure we all appreciate and respect. So when I was contacted by John MacDonald, and it was suggested that following the various things that I would be doing in the Niagara area, that I should travel down to Amherstburg, it was an invitation I was delighted to accept. And as I shall be mentioning in the Anglican Church, Christ Church, very soon, Geoffrey Amherst was in fact somebody who for some time was the governor of Guernsey. If you look him up, you'll find he was the governor of Guernsey. In those days, our governors, unlike lieutenant governors today, did not reside permanently in the island. But Geoffrey Amherst would have set the strategic policy for the island militarily. I come with Mike O'Hara, the Minister of Culture and Leisure, and with our wives, Diana, my wife here, and next to her, Teresa. Two of us, myself and Teresa, are born and brought up in Guernsey. The other two, Mike and my wife, are imports. That's a natural lead into saying this. Teresa and I'm slightly older than her, is, I'm sure it's absolutely clear. Teresa and I, the school that we went to from the age of 5 to the age of 11, that is two schools, a primary section, then a junior section, is named Amherst School. So we received a brilliant education setting us on the right road from the age of 5 to 11 in a school named after Geoffrey Amherst, a school which is now probably about 110 years old. So we come here with very much open eyes, very much mindful of Brock, very much appreciative of seeing here this evening democracy in action. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you, and it's something we shall report when we get back to Guernsey, both to government and indeed to the media. We look forward, having arrived after lunch today, and I've for the last hour have been focusing on what I might choose to say in church in a moment. We look forward to seeing something of Amherst before we depart. So thank you very much once again. I now turn to Mike O'Hara, who, being a politician, will be able to speak for himself.
Mr. Minister, if you will.
Mr. Mayor, as an import, I'll do my best. Following Mr. Jeffrey is always difficult. He's an excellent speaker. You started off before, and you were speaking before, and you were saying that how proud you are to be Canadian. Well, you have a real right to be proud. I mean, this is my first visit here, and I guess I've been here just for about 4 days. I've never felt community spirit and warmth and hospitality like it. And I go all over the world, and sincerely mean that I've never felt anything like it. As soon as we came, set foot, everyone's looked after us. And what I've noticed about your wonderful nation is that it's pristine. Everywhere I go, it's just pristine. And that just shows how much pride you have in your country. And it is wonderful to be here. It might be useful for you to know a little bit about our political system, if you want to hear from a politician, maybe not. We are a relatively small jurisdiction. We're only 65,000 people. We have 10 departments, and we have a chief minister. And although we're small, we have exactly the same problems as any other large community have. Exactly the same problems as you will have here, and we have to overcome them in the right kind of way. But what is interesting with our community, we are not party, we have no parties. We're totally independent. We have a 4-year term, which I think yours is a 4-year term, sir. So we all have to go out and seek election. And then when I was asked by Sir Geoffrey if we think that the Minister of Culture and Leisure should come along, I have to tell you that the election was the end of April, May. So I might not have been here. But I came through with flying colours, so I'm very happy. And but you're not in my electoral district, so you didn't vote for me, did you? No, well, there you are, I'm not going to say. Like yourself, he presided fairly, a firm hand, but with a sense of humour, which you do need every now and then. And we have exchanged niceties many, many times. And I think that's why why we have a very, very good good government generally on the island. It's very nice indeed. I am looking forward as well to speaking in the church, but I have to say that I'm also looking forward in a week's time, in less than that, that's about 2 or 3 days' time. What is nice for me is I have a whole set of family here in Canada that I have never seen. And they're based in Burlington and Grimsby, Scarborough, Hamilton. And indeed, when they found out that we were coming over, the emails come. You know, it's like getting emails, several thousand, what it's like as a politician. But these emails are really special. They suddenly come from everywhere, and I got photographs of all the family, and it's wonderful. However, our Donna said to us, well, I'll pick you up. And I thought, well, I don't even know what you look like. And she says, don't worry, I'll be wearing a cowboy hat. So there we were, looking for my cousin, who's 47-year-old, with a cowboy hat. And there she was, and it was wonderful. And if that's the kind of welcome that I'm going to get, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of my family. I will finish by saying, as I started, that, and I mean this really, you've got a wonderful place here. And very, very impressed indeed. And I can't wait to come back. I really mean that. I think you've just got it right.
Thank you
well
very
done.
Much.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
That may well be, Mr. Mayor, more than enough to hear from us, but should any of you wish to come along and hear more, and I'll be speaking, I think I've programmed the best part of an hour, then you're going to need to hasten on with your business very, very quickly indeed.
Well,
I shall watch with interest
that.
To see if any of you get that.
Thank
you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Appreciate it. And just before you go, let me say, first of all, I'm glad you suggested that, Sir Geoffrey, because that's going to give the impetus to council so that we can get through this.
As I say, I have been a speaker for 10 years.
Anyway, we've got a couple of tokens of appreciation from the town for you, and I certainly will make that to you.
I shoot it.
It's good to find a perfect tree.
Every now and then.
Thank you.
You can have him back now.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Good night.
See you later.
Yes. Hey, welcome back.
Sorry about that. Sir Jeffrey said that they prolonged our meeting for about 15 extra minutes, but he hopefully get done so you can go there and enjoy what they're going to say this evening.
Well, we knew as long as the camera was there, you'd be
there. Okay, our next.
Councilor Sutton, if you would. Motion to receive the presentation.
Support.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Sutton. All in favor, Councilor Pihon, all in favor. Motion is carried. Next item.
First delegation, item 10.1, Rob Timack, ghost tours through King's Navy Yard Park.
Rob, if you would, you can push the button. The mic will come on when the red light shows up there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, Honorable Council, Your Excellence, thank you for seeing me tonight. I'm applying for permission to conduct ghost tours throughout the King's Navy Yard during the October month. Just to give you a quick background, I started a theater company about 10 years ago called Monkeys with a Typewriter. Our mandate is to produce originally written theater, or drama, if you will. So I'm a local playwright, and I also produce the works of other local playwrights. About 4 years ago, I was approached by the Amherstburg Chamber of Commerce to produce a ghost walk through the Navy Yard. They sponsored me my first year. I had by that point already been producing ghost walks in Sandwich Town, so they became familiar with it and asked me to do the same process here. What it basically is we walk an audience through the Navy Yard for about an hour and 15 minutes, and we show them various local locations that are said to be haunted. We tell them ghost stories. We also share with them local legends. We charge a modest admission fee. It's been a sort of a tradition here in Amherstburg now for a bit. I've actually designed three different tours that take them through a different route in the Navy Yard each time, and it's different stories every year too. So we get a lot of repeat patronage because they're always getting something new every year. We have, because we're in the fourth year, we're winding back around to the original one, but everyone's forgotten the stories from that one already, and I can only find so many ghost stories in this town, unfortunately. So just very quickly, before you decide whether or not to grant permission, I'll give you a few what I like to call spirits of Amherstburg fun facts. The Ghost Walk is an event that brings anywhere from 600 to nearly 900 people into the town's business core throughout the month of October. View both public and private performances. These people don't just come to view the tour, they are looking for something to eat beforehand and to grab a drink afterwards. Several business owners have noted to me a sharp increase in their revenues during the month of October, which they attribute to this event specifically. So first and foremost, the town, the tour genuinely helps the economy of this town. At the same time, everyone who takes the walk receives a subtle history lesson about the town of Amherstburg, not just the overall history of Amherstburg, but even specific backgrounds on various buildings and reenactments of certain famous historical events that have taken place right here in the area. This year, for instance, we're performing a section of the famous speech Tecumseh delivered at Fort Malden during the Battle of 1812. So we are not just entertaining our audiences, we are educating them about their own ancestry. On top of that, the tour employs local actors to perform in them. Another important mandate of my theater company, we pay our actors in any production that we do. So we're actually keeping actors here in this region rather than having them go to Toronto to earn a living. These actors, in fact, make a legitimate part-time income from the tour during the month of October. We also purchase advertising in the local paper and work in partnership with different organizations to promote awareness of local businesses and arts. In a month that is normally quiet until its last few days, we provide the people of Amherstburg and various tourists who have come as far away as Ohio with something to entertain them.
Thank you very much, Rob. And it's important to note that arts and culture are very important in any community. Any questions of Rob at this time? Councilor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment. I was quite impressed on Friday night, and I saw about 50 people in the park with you, and I happened to be in the Mud Puppy afterwards, and 50 people came into the Mud Puppy and looked at the artwork and got a better sense of the community there as well. So I want to commend you for the work you're doing and the culture that you're enhancing.
There's no further questions for Ralph. What is your pleasure with the recommendation that is before us? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report from Dean Culver, Director of Recreation and Culture, dated October the 10th, 2012, regarding commercial activities in King's Navy Yard Park be received. That council grant permission to Rob Timex, Spirits of Amherstburg Ghost Walk, to continue conducting the Ghost Walk under special permission through to the conclusion of the 2012 season for the activity. And further, that as directed previously in the organizational review, that a review of the King's Navy Yard bylaw take place, including any public consultation sessions as needed.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion, if any? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. This is only dealing with the ghost walk and not with the carriage tours. And the second part of that question is, Mr. Timing had already received permission to attend in the Navy Yard Park prior to tonight. Did he receive permission for this?
I'll let Dean answer that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm aware that Mr. Timing received any permission prior to tonight.
When I was originally approached by the Chamber of Commerce 4 years ago, I was under the understanding that they had made arrangements for me. I'm not sure, because it was literally 4 years ago.
Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. We requested before council this evening through our recreational manager's report, and that's what we're dealing with. Yes.
Well, further to that, are we violating any of the bylaw pertaining to Navy Yard Park if we vote on this tonight? If we vote to accept it, including solicitation?
If you vote to accept it, you're providing him with express permission, which allows for it.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor? Hold motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, Rob, for your presentation. Good luck with your endeavors. And one, you said there's not too many spirits in Amherstburg, but the best spirit that Amherstburg has, it's called Crown Royal.
I'm familiar with it, yes.
You're speaking from personal knowledge.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. John, did you want to bring forward the bylaw?
Yes, please. At this time, I ask council's indulgence to bring forward item 29.2B, which would be bylaw 2012-93, dealing with the property at 380 Sandwich Street South.
Yes.
Do I need a supporter to bring that forward?
Yes. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Discussions on bringing it forward? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that bylaw 2012-93, being a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw number 1999-52, is dealing with issues at the property municipally known as 380 Sandwich Street South, be read three times, finally passed, and that the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same and affix the corporate seal thereto.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussions? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. As stated in the previous meeting, I feel I have to vote against this motion, basically because of safety reasons. Canadian Tire is a very busy store, and we want them to be successful. We like that store in Amherstburg. But based on the number of complaints I had received during the summer, I really felt that I was working in the complaint department at Canadian Tire store. And we had numerous complaints, and it all dealt with the parking problems. And to further put into any, to reduce the parking spots from 175 to 143, will really add more congestion. And we had a number of violations against this company, and I'm worried that those violations will continue even if we reduce request, and it will set a very dangerous precedent.
Councillor Davey, followed by Councillor Sutton, followed by Councillor DePasquale, followed by Deputy Mayor Sutherland, followed by Councillor Pilon, followed by a vote on the motion, I would hope.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I want to support this motion. I think that the Canadian Tire has been a tremendous asset to our community. Certainly, somebody commented on how very busy it was. And, you know, I think it's brought an economy to our town. It has brought added employment to our town. I think that the owner has shown some creativity and a little bit more than Amherstburg may be used to. And certainly, though, I get a sense from certainly his discussion at the special meeting that he is willing to cooperate in any way that will make things flow. Certainly, people are concerned about the safety of getting in and out of the store, and certainly accessibility issues, and I think that would be useful for the accessibility committee to go through and utilize their skill sets to make sure that somebody going through with a cart could easily do that with a wheelchair. But I think that they have added value to our town. Heaven knows it's a blessing that we've got a parking lot that is so full of customers that aren't heading off to Windsor to purchase their goods, that this is only an added value to our employment, our economic status, and I think we need to keep it up. Certainly, if parking becomes a problem, we need to reassess it. Certainly, if there's safety issues, they need to be addressed. I did speak with administration about violations, and I think many stores all the time, in fact, Steve is going to 724 on a regular basis with violations, but I was told that for each of the comments that were made about the violations, that the owner addressed them the same day, and if not the same day, within a very, very short period of time, so they were rectified. And I think that is how you tweak a business, and you listen to people, you have concerns. It would be nice if those people who are concerned went straight to management at the store. If management were uncooperative or unpleasant, then, you know, councillors need to hear and want to hear complaints. But we've got to take the proper steps. If they're not good neighbors, to which I think this owner is a good neighbor, he's done so many good things for this town, including donations to all kinds of charitable events, that I think we need to look at this larger picture with a new type of look on how business is done and jobs created. Thank you.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly want to reiterate some of the points I made earlier as well, being that bylaw enforcement is there to serve many purposes. One is it gives a vehicle to our residents to bring forward issues that they find unpalatable or egregious or that they're concerned about. And it's also used as a tool by the municipality to gain compliance from a resident or a business owner. And I think that's the issue that we have before us tonight. I don't think bylaws at their core are meant to be punitive by nature. I think you take a look at it and you try to come up with a workable situation with the individual in question so that you can develop a win-win situation. If our idea was to be punitive, then God forbid the homeowner who started to build his garage or deck without seeing Steve Brown first for a permit, we'd be saying to that individual, well, you can't do it because you've screwed up now. And so in this case, I think what we've had is a business owner trying to do something good for his business and for the community at large, recognizing that there were some issues at hand. And now he's worked with our planning department to rectify that situation. And we've been assured by the experts in that department that this particular solution will see increases in safety. Safety in terms of how the building is accessed, means of ingress and egress, in terms of sight lines, and maintaining the safety of the fire road as well. So all those things lead me to believe that we need to be very supportive of this. And at the same time, you know, parking is always an issue and always seems to be something that we discuss in Amherstburg. And I hope we always do, because it means we continue to attract people you know, that are coming to visit and coming to shop and coming to do business. And as I alluded to earlier, one can only hope that our local businesses experience the same headache as the Devonshire Mall does every Christmas season with their parking woes, because then we're really doing something quite great. So I'm in full support and want to thank the business owner for working with us to rectify a situation that was a concern to so many.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I concur with the accolades given to our Canadian Tire owner. I met him, very pleasant gentleman, and I believe you deserve all the good things that can happen to you, Jeff. But unfortunately, I've been involved in the complaints and et cetera for the last 2 years. And from what I see, my own personal opinion, is I don't think it's going to be enough in the space and area that you've got there, because that store is growing. You may have to think about maybe even, as a good thing. But I'm not going to be able to support the motion.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would reiterate much of what Councilor DePasquale has said. However, I also have to commend both Councilors Davies and Sutton for their comments. As much as I want to believe them, I did oppose it in the previous session, and I'm going to have to continue with that. But with your assurance, Jeff, I'm sure that my fears will be allayed, even though I'm going to not support it.
Councilor Peel.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And again, I haven't changed my story one bit from before when we discussed it. As I said earlier, what happened in the past is in the past. We're here to move ahead. And we have this new zoning bylaw amendment that is going to address some of these concerns, accessibility, safety. And you know what? We've got a recommendation from our planning department, and these are professional people. We're not professional people, and that's what we rely on. And dang it, that's what I rely on, is our professional people to give us advice, and I'm supporting it.
Thank you. Councilor Sutton.
Recorded vote, please.
Recorded vote has been requested.
Councilor Davies?
Support.
Councilor DePasquale?
Opposed.
Councilor Pilon?
Support.
Councilor Puget?
Opposed.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland?
Opposed.
Councilor Sutton?
Support.
Mayor Hurst?
Support.
Motion is carried.
I just want to say, before we go to our next item, is that I think it's important to understand here that from time to time, bylaws are revisited for the obvious reason. And our planners have revisited at the request of the proprietor, and I want to commend our planners on the job well done. It's not an easy thing, but it's something that you have to do, because from time to time you have to change those so that it addresses the needs of the day. And it's very important that we understand that we all get complaints. I would hope these complaints would come to the town hall so we can make records of them, so that we know exactly what people are talking about, so they can have a better understanding. Understand the process has been followed, the decision now has been made, and it's been made, I believe, it's the right decision, because what it's going to do in the end, it's not going to serve the needs of just a small group, it's going to serve the needs of the people in Amherstburg, all of them, and I think we have did the right thing. And I want to commend Jeff on the work you have did in our community, not just because you're sitting here, not just because you put something in, but believe me, you have created, as it's been stated earlier, an excitement in Amherstburg, and I would hope others will learn from that. And you've been a good corporate citizen, and I want to commend you right openly for the decision that you have taken with respect of investing the shop in our complex. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
That brings us to reports, development services, item 15.1, development charges deferral, 6, 8, 10, 12, Shaw Drive, Amherstburg.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move the report submitted by Stephen Brown dated October 4th, 2012 regarding an application for deferral of development charges as submitted by 1078262 Ontario Limited for property located at 68012 Shawn Drive be received. And further, that bylaw 2012, being a bylaw to authorize the signing of an agreement to defer development charges, be taken as having been read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same and affix a corporate seal.
That's bylaw 212-98, right?
That's 212-98?
Yeah. They're supported for that motion. Councillor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion? Councillor Pilon?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And through you to Steve. Steve, we've had this program on for a little while, and I'm sure it's been over 2 years. Are we tracking the process of this and when the homes are sold? Are we getting the money on time?
Yeah, it's being tracked through our Treasury Department. And if the property is not, if it's a speculation property, if it's not sold within 18 months, then it is also brought back. This particular subdivision has been stagnant for quite a few years, and this is really a good news story that we've got four new families going to move into that subdivision.
But to answer your question, that would be through the Treasury Department, and they may monitor that, Councillor Pugh. Councillor Pugh.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Steve, in the report it says for up to 18 months, but in reality it's until each unit is sold, right? Once the unit is sold, they have to pay this?
Yeah, once the unit is sold, that way the developer can develop property, speculate land, and he is not covering those charges up front. When the homeowner purchases the property, then that development fee is paid.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Reports under engineering and infrastructure, second concession road drain, north maintenance project tender results.
What's your pleasure relative to those tenders, Councillor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move the report be received and that council accept administration's recommendation to award the contract to the lowest bidder, being Rebar Excavating Limited, for the amount of $24,165.96 plus HST for the second concession road drain north maintenance project.
You're supported for that motion. Councillor Pouge supports that motion. Further dialogue? Hearing none. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 16.2, request for replacement of an existing culvert on the 8th Concession Road, Municipal Drain North.
Councillor Pugier.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. The council received the report from Lou Zarlinga, and that we concur with his recommendations regarding the existing culvert on the 8th Concession Road, Municipal Drain North, from Patrick and Donald Coyle. The council accept the request from Patrick and Donald Coyle for the replacement of an existing culvert over the 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain North as per Section 78 of the Drainage Act, and further that council appoint Crozier Baird Engineers, Inc. for the purpose of preparing an engineer's report, including plans and profile for the 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain North.
Councillor Pilon supports that motion. Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
8th Concession Road, Municipal Drain North, request for drain maintenance.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that council receive the report from Luz Arlinga of the 24th of September 2012 concerning the 8th Concession Road, Municipal Drain North, request for drain maintenance for Patrick and Donald Coyle. And further, the council approve the request for drain repairs for Patrick and Donald Coyle, and that maintenance work be undertaken to the 8th Concession Road Municipal Drain, consisting of both bottom planing and brushing, pursuant to the dimensions and elevations provided in the current 1970 drainage report.
You're supported for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Discussion? If not, all in favor? Both carried. Again, carried unanimously. 16.4.
Desolate drain maintenance project tender results.
Councillor Pilon.
I move that council receive report from Luz Arlinga regarding the Dislip Drain Maintenance Project tender results, and further that council accept administration's recommendation to award the contract to the lowest bidder, being Rebarg Excavating, in the amount of $23,501.29 for the Dislip Drain.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Sutton supports that motion. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Hamel Municipal Drain request for new access culvert.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that council receive the report from Lou Zarlinger regarding dated October the 4th regarding the Hamel Municipal Drain request for new access culvert from Tom Beneteau. Council accept the request from Tom Beneteau for new access culvert over the Hamel Municipal Drain as per Section 78 of the Drainage Act, and that council appoint a drainage engineer pursuant to the provisions of the Drainage Act for the repair and improvement of the Hamel Municipal Drain. And further, that the firm of Crozier Baird Engineers be appointed for the purpose of preparing an engineer's report, including plans and profile for the Hamel Municipal Drain.
Is there a supporter for that motion? Councillor Davies supports that motion. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is again carried unanimously.
New 1-ton truck cabin chassis replacement vehicle tender results.
Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move the report by Lou Zarlinga dated October 3rd regarding the new 1-ton truck cab and chassis replacement vehicle tender results, and recommendations be received, and further that council award the contract for the replacement of a new 1-ton truck cab and chassis to the low tenderer, being Kidnap Ford, for the price of $38,541.30, it looks like, plus HST.
There is support for that motion. Councillor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussions? Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I understand that the two candidates, the first two, are they from Windsor, George and Chevy, Buick, GMC?
Mm-hmm. No idea.
Essex. I noticed that Joe Melage Ford just comes in $924 over, and I understand the purpose of tendering is to be fair, and it's also to come in with the best price. But saying that, I just have a number of questions regarding this. And I'm not sure if anybody's here that can answer that question. When they need warranty work, where would they go? And if it's over a year or two, would it be in our best interest, including the cost that it costs for each employee that would be tied up, an employee that would be tied up in Windsor?
Warranty work can be done in any dealership.
Right. Oh, it can?
Yes.
Okay, that hurts out.
On the motion, Councilor Pino.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's unfortunate that I feel the same way, too. But I realize the tender process is what it is, and we deviate from it, that will make unfair competition. So, but my question would be, we have only one dealer out of Amherstburg. Did the other three dealers choose not to submit a tender? Do we know, Christina?
That's correct. Everyone was provided with the same opportunity. Yeah, if any had returned a bid and there was an error with it, it would have been identified in the report.
Councilor Davies.
Just to be clear, just because a tender is the lowest doesn't mean that's the one we have to accept. You can take into other things into consideration, questionable, so forth and so on. But Kidnap is also in our community, our greater community. So. That makes it trickier, but I do understand what Councillor Puget is saying about buying locally first.
On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Treasury 18.1, tax write-offs and assessment changes.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that council approve the write-offs and changes in assessment as presented, and further that bylaw 2012-94 be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same.
There is support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Any further discussion? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Paul. Sorry, Paul, I couldn't get to you today to ask you these questions. It states on there that IRCA, and it says PRAN, P-R-A-N, and I don't know what that means.
That's a post-roll amended notice. The assessment office has come up with a lot of different acronyms now. Essentially, it's gone from a taxable assessment to an exempt assessment because it's the Conservation Authority. And initially on the assessment roll, it was identified as a taxable assessment. So they issued post-roll amended notice for that.
Follow-up?
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. And Point West Golf Club, it's $29,101. We can't dispute any of that, correct? It comes directly from Impact?
We went through the assessment as a result of an assessment review board hearing. The province has gone through a whole bunch of assessment review board hearings with regard to golf courses, and this is some of the residual as a result of the decisions that were made at the assessment review board.
Yes.
And the large number of individual homeowners for Boblo, too, are they individual homeowners, or is it one property that just is divided up into one property owner that's divided up into all these?
All these different, each roll number represents a different property, a separate property.
Okay, so it's separate
people.
This is
the owners
That's
of
correct.
The property that,
okay.
that do that. Okay. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Reports under clerks, 20.1, request for designation of event as municipally significant, Rocky Horror Picture Show, October 26th.
What's your pleasure relative to the Rocky Horror Show? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report prepared by Nicole Rudley, licensing officer dated October 3rd, 2012, regarding a request for designation of event as municipally significant, be received and further council designate the Rocky Horror Picture Show being held at the United Kings Credit Union Complex on October 26, 2012, an event of municipal significance for the purpose of applying for a special occasion permit.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Discussions? Councilor Puget, followed by Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. And I want to commend Dean for this report and for your initiative. And I talked to you a few days ago, or almost a week ago, about this matter. And I would just ask you if you would reiterate the concerns that parents had expressed to me. Most of them are very, very happy with it. But the fact regarding how you alleviated my concerns about how you were going to allow students or young people in that are 18 of age and older, but actually they can't drink for 19 and the security and the armbands that you're going to use.
Certainly. Through you, Mr. Mayor. The concern the councillor had mentioned had to do with the difference in age between what was restricted by the movie designation being restricted movie, and that being the age of 18, and then what is required under the Liquor License Act to be able to serve alcohol, that being 19. So we have a 1 year a group of people who could be eligible to be in the movie but not eligible to drink in the bar. The way we're alleviating that is we have two Amherstburg police and three security personnel who will be monitoring IDing patrons, and we'll have a wristband policy in place as well. So it's pretty straightforward and simple, but rest assured we'll take care of it.
Any further discussions? Hearing none, on the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Liquor license application, Artisan Grill, 269 Dalhousie Street.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I remove the report by Nicole Rubley, licensing officer, dated October 3rd, 2012. Regarding liquor license application for the Artisan Grill, 269 Dalhousie Street, be received, and further that the clerk be authorized to advise the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario Council support for this application.
Supported by Councillor Davies. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is. Councilor Davy, you're opposed or you're all in favor? Okay. Thank you. Motion has been passed now unanimously since Councilor Davy had put up her hand.
Item 20.3, Royal Canadian Legion request for permission for Veterans Week events.
Councilor Seth.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of the report and the correspondence from the Legion, and that council approve all the recommendations as listed.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Pilon supports that motion. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Again, carried unanimously. And I sure would at this time, whereas Canada Veterans Week will be held November the 1st to the 11th, 2012, and whereas Canada's Veterans Week provides an opportunity to increase awareness of the contributions of past and current Canadian Forces veterans who served, fought, and died for Canada, and whereas a dreadful toll had been paid for the peace and freedom we enjoy here in Canada, as approximately 2 million Canadians have served overseas with the armed forces, and more than 110,000 gave their lives. And whereas all Canadians, old and new, joined together in reaffirming their respect for all veterans of past and current conflicts and missions to mark their sacrifice. Therefore, I, Mayor Wayne Hurst, do hereby proclaim the week of November the 1st to the 11th, 2012, as Veterans Week in the town of Amherstburg, dated at Amherstburg the 15th day of October, 2012.
Item 20.4, Municipal Appointee, Essex Power Corporation Board of Directors.
It's your pleasure, Councilor Pilon.
Move the report from Brenda Percy regarding municipal appointee for the Essex Power Corporation Board of Directors be received. And further, the administration advertise for applicants to fill this vacancy.
We're supportive for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Extension to committee member terms, various committees.
What's your pleasure? With the recommendation, Councilor Sutton.
Move receipt of the report and further that administration be directed to advertise for applicants for those vacancies created by members who did not wish to be reappointed in accordance with the board's and committee's appointment policy.
You're supportive for that motion. Councilor Davy supports that motion. Discussions? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I don't know who could answer this question, but perhaps Brenda. The accessibility committee must have, the majority of them must be people with disabilities, correct? To serve on the accessibility committee?
I'm reaching from memory, but I believe so.
Yeah, I have a copy here, and that was recommended to me. But also, I know that when we appointed people on the committees, some of us had concerns that it was just a name, and they didn't have a resume. And I would ask that when they advertise, they ask that it be requested that they supply even a brief resume so that when we have to make a decision, we will have some information in front of us.
Excuse me.
Okay. Any further discussions on the motion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Consent reports. There are 4 consent reports before council.
What's your pleasure? Relative to the consent report. Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Item number 3, I'd like to move that it be deferred until there's an opportunity to for our chief building officer to meet with Mr. Doug McDougall, the supervisor for Ministry of Environment, Windsor and Essex, Kent, Ministry of Environment, to review our bylaw that we've basically looked at, and just to give some pointers from the ministry.
So that's your motion to defer. There's support for that motion. Councilor Puget, no discussion on the deferred. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. Consent report 1, 2, and 4. What we're dealing with. Yes.
Could I please have accounts paid pulled? It's just that I haven't had a chance to make my call today, and I just need to ask a couple questions on that.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
So we're doing 1 and 4.
Well, 1 and 4, you want to hold that one, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 2 and 3, is it? That we're holding?
Yes.
1 and 4. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
I move that consent reports 1 and 4 be received.
It's been moved with their support. Councilor Pilon, discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried. Consent correspondence. Oh, you want to talk over? She said, go ahead.
Do we have to have a motion before I speak?
No, go ahead. I didn't know what you wanted, to be honest with you.
I apologize again, Paul. I wasn't able to contact you today. On page 12 of the report, it's number SH004, and it stated that I requested, 4 tickets to Wine Festival, and it has my name on it. I don't recall requesting them, and they're $35.
I'll look into it. Let you know.
And the other part of it?
Yeah.
Okay. It just says Amherstburg Petty Cash, page 10, Baker Bush, legal fees. And it's not our regular law firm. And it's $271.20.
Page 10.
Can you respond to that, Paul?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I don't know my law.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any more?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next. Could I get a motion to receive the number 2 issue as it relates to the accounts paid? Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councilor Sutton. Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Motion is carried. Next item.
Consent correspondence, there are 4 items before council.
Council's pleasure relative to the consent correspondence. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. Move that the correspondence as listed in items 1 through 4 be received.
Been moved, supported by Councilor Pilon. Discussions? All in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously. Consent other minutes?
There are 6 items before council.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the following minutes, 1 through 6, be received.
Been moved. Supported by Councilor Pouget. Discussions? If not, all in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously.
Correspondence item 24-1, Amherstburg Chamber of Commerce, Citizen of the Year Award sponsor.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of the correspondence and that the request be referred to budget.
There are supporters for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussion? All in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously.
Unfinished business?
Any unfinished business? Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I think it was still on the unfinished business that we had asked for a report to come back to us basically regarding the Heritage District and the Heritage Tax Rebate, I believe it was. I could see that in the report that it was discussed under the Heritage Committee, but we haven't received that report yet. And I think it's imperative that we do that before the end of the year, or else we could be spending paying out a large amount of money on tax rebates.
Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also believe council had passed a motion that we were supposed to be receiving a report, and if I remember correctly, it was supposed to be tonight regarding the drain issue as raised by Mr. Kidd. So I'm just wondering what happened to that.
I think really
it's due to the vacation of the director of engineering.
Not here.
So has Mr. Kidd been notified of that fact?
I will double check with the department.
Okay.
I believe so when I spoke with Lulu last week.
So we'll have it next meeting?
Yeah, next October 29th.
Yeah, as long as their kids are aware of that, that's great.
I think once we check on it, too bad we didn't, we weren't given this information in advance, but we can always check with Mr. Kidd to make sure that he has been notified.
Yes.
I think that's important. Okay, anything else? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I just seem to be got lost in the shuffle here. What did we do with the horse and buggy issue? I know it was taken out of the report, but I thought we were going to deal with it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, in discussion with Mr. Faison earlier tonight, I discovered that he's not going to be operating any longer for the duration of the 2012 season, except in conjunction with our events around River Lights, and won't be in King Xavier Park at all for the duration of 2012. So. I withdrew it from the report.
Go ahead.
Further to that, we had a number of objections, and I thought that, you know, that we would have to deal with it either way tonight because of the fact that they had requested that it be dealt with.
That can be dealt with when the bylaws are considered. So that we'll
be
sure that it comes back. Yeah.
And it will be coming back with all of those bylaws. Okay. Anything else under unfinished business? Councilor Puget.
I'm not sure if this falls under unfinished business or new business, but it's regarding my removal from the Emergency Information Committee, and I'd like to discuss it with Council.
Go ahead. You can do that. I would suggest it hasn't been old business. It hadn't been before you before, so it'd be new business for you.
Okay.
Council's concern. So we are now under new business.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. On September 14th, I was removed from the Emergency Information Center Committee. The same day I questioned the status of this committee, since we hadn't had a meeting or exercise and hadn't checked on our inventory in 2 to 3 years. The reason I was given was that I was in a conflict. On September 21st, I sent an email asking by whose authority was I being removed? Why has it now become a conflict when I was on council 8 of the 19 years that I was on this committee? I do not receive any money to serve my community on this committee, and I questioned if this committee was still viable, if our equipment was in good working order, the last time our inventory had been checked, and if I was being punished for questioning the status of this committee, the Emergency Information Center. That was 3 weeks ago, and to date I have not received a response. I'm asking council to intervene on my behalf and on the residents' behalf, since I was an active, highly trained, and experienced member of the EIC. A committee that is mandated by the province because of our proximity to Fermi 2. It is imperative that council pursue the status of this EIC and ensure all equipment is in good working order in case of an emergency that could be nuclear, weather-related, industrial, or any other emergency that could affect our residents. This is a health and safety issue, and it should be dealt with immediately.
Are you putting that forth as a motion?
What
are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. Are you putting that forth as a motion?
I'm asking council to intervene on my behalf, but if I have to, I will put it forth as a motion.
You're just requesting it. I'm trying to find out. Are you requesting council?
I am requesting that council intervene on my behalf.
You say you talked to somebody. Who have you talked to in your discussion?
I have received a notice from Ken Grant, who is our emergency information coordinator, and he advised me that he had received an email from the fire chief, and then a week later I received an email from Christina, our acting CAO.
Sure.
I'd like to clarify a couple of things, as I had Councilor Puget in our discussion. You are not being removed from the committee. This is not a committee. It is simply a group of volunteers that is put together under the Emergency Operating Center to work at the will of the Emergency Operating Center through the direction of the CEMC, that being our fire chief. It is used solely in the event that we have a nuclear emergency. It may be used at other times, but again, it's under that direction. What you were provided with is the fact that as you roll through as a counselor, you may be in conflict because of the fact that your role as a counselor includes that you may need to take the role of the mayor or deputy mayor or any other council member if they are not present. An example was the AMO conference, where all of them were registered to attend and were away. Had at that time we been in an emergency situation, you would have then needed to act in the role of the mayor or deputy mayor along with the emergency operating committee, and that would place you in conflict with being able to be on the EIC.
I think what we can do, she's asking this to intervene. I think it's too bad we didn't know that you were going to raise this in advance, but we certainly could have had our fire chief here so he could respond to it right off the bat. And I think what we'll do, I don't want to get into dialogue over this. We should have the fire chief, let the fire chief explain exactly what it is. Does it fall under the guise of a fire marshal and what have you? And I'm quite sure he will put information forward that will create everybody a better understanding of what is taking place.
If you like, we can do a full report for the next council meeting.
And we'll have the fire chief here. Okay? Thank you. Anything else on the new business? If not, yes.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I can't find it in the procedural bylaws, but what happens when you're away? Who it should be, I understand the deputy mayor take your place, but is there a procedure in place that somebody would contact the deputy mayor and say you're out of town because you have gone on vacation or whatever?
I don't know. What do you mean? When I'm on vacation, I think I've only been on vacation once since I've been elected back in 85. And the administration would know when I'm on vacation.
But what I'm asking is,
I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you.
Go ahead.
What I'm asking is that when you know you're going to be away, like I understand that you were away just a few weeks ago on vacation, you're entitled to that. Good for you. But our deputy mayor wasn't made aware of that, and I think it's imperative.
Yeah. Well, if he wasn't, he should have been. The administration notifies him. And I don't know why the deputy mayor, if he's got a concern, he should be able to be man enough to ask for himself.
But I didn't know
you were away, so how could I make a concern?
Well, you were told.
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, just to clarify, we did advise you and the mayor was not going to be available for a council meeting. That's what I meant about you being advised.
Don't point your finger.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I was advised that time that you were out of town or wherever, but not recently. I understand you were away again a week or so ago. Not this. I wasn't even going to bring this up, but
I don't even know what you're bringing up for, because you're made aware of it by administration when I'm not here. I'm not absent very often. I've never missed a meeting other than that.
Nobody's ever said that.
Well, I'm just saying for you, both of your benefits.
Yeah.
But saying that, I do have a right to question that. I'm a member of this
Nobody's
council.
Nobody's suggesting you don't have a right, Councillor.
Well, you just said that you referred to something.
Well, wait, let's
if he was a man, you would bring this, he would bring it up himself.
Let him speak.
But I have a right as a councillor to question that and to ask that from now on, from this point forward, whenever you have to leave town, and you're entitled to do that, I'm not questioning that, is that they notify our deputy mayor.
Well, if they would need the deputy mayor, and I'm never away really, so let's get that clear. But if they do, the deputy mayor would be notified by administration in my absence. Let's understand that clearly. Still under new business. Anything else under new business? If not, from our in-camera session.
Councilor Hurst.
council met for an in-camera meeting of council at 4:30 on October 15th, 2012, pursuant to Section 239 of the Municipal Act. A matter under Section 239(2)(f), Item A, was heard with respect to advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege with regard to discussions on the Annisburg Wastewater Treatment Plant. There's nothing further to discuss on this matter, a report on this matter. Item B was a matter under Section 239(2)(f) and 239(2)(e), solicitor-client privilege and litigation or potential litigation with regard to the Masson donations. There's nothing further to report on that matter. Item C was heard under 239(2)(d), labor relations, employee negotiations with regard to the Annisburg Firefighters Association negotiations. As a result of that discussion, the following recommendation would be before council: that the Annisburg Fire Department volunteer remuneration proposal for 2012 to 2014 be approved.
Councilor Sutton.
I would so move that recommendation.
It's been moved. Is there support of Councilor Pino? Further discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Sorry, I have a few more. Item D, a matter under Section 239(2)(b), which is personal matters about identifiable individual with respect to the acting CAO vacation approvals. Nothing further to report on that matter. And the final matter, Item E, an emergency matter which was heard under 239(2)(b), personal matters about identifiable individual and advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege 239(2)(f), and there's nothing further to report on this item.
Would you, the mover and supporter, amend it to include those last two in-camera items? Councilor Sutton?
I believe the motion just solely dealt with the volunteer firefighters.
Oh, did it? Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That brings us to notices of motion.
Are there any notices of motion at this time? Seeing and hearing none, that brings us to bylaws.
Yes, the first bylaw and second concession drain north, and this bylaw is for third and final reading.
What's your pleasure? Councillor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that bylaw 2012-52 be read a third and final time and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
There is support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussion at this time? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
The next bylaw, 2012-73, is also third and final reading.
Councilor Pino.
Move bylaw 2012-73 being a bylaw for repair and improvement of the Collison Drain North be read the third and final time and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign saying thereto.
There is supported. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussion. All in favor? Again, motion is carried unanimously.
That brings us to our final bylaw, which is a confirmatory bylaw. Bylaw to confirm all resolutions from the meeting held on October 9th and 15th.
What's your pleasure? Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that bylaw number 2012-95 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the municipal council meeting held on October 9th and 15th, 2012, be taken as having been read three times and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign saying thereto.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Discussion? If not, all in favor? Opposed? It's carried again unanimously. That brings us to the Councilor Sutton.
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved. Supported by Councilor DePasquale. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.